The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. No disease activity for 58% of those on Aubagio after 2 years. Study. More than half of the people with multiple sclerosis treated with Aubagio or teriflunomide showed no evidence of disease activity after 2 years on treatment, according to a study in Italy. The study, Evolution of Teriflunomide Use in Multiple Sclerosis, a Real-World Experience, was published in the Journal of Neurological Sciences. Aubagio is an oral disease-modifying therapy that's been approved since 2013 in the European Union to treat adults with relapsing remitting MS. It's marketed by Sanofi, which was not involved in the present study. Scientists at the University of Cagliari analyzed patients who started treatment with Aubagio at their clinic between 2016 and 2020. The analysis included data for 319 patients. About two-thirds were women, and the average age was in the late 40s. Most of the patients, 79%, had switched to Aubagio from a different MS treatment, while the remaining 21% were treatment naive, meaning Aubagio was the first MS therapy they had tried. By the end of 2020, 240, or 75.2% of the patients, were still being treated with Aubagio, after a median follow-up time of nearly 4 years. Among those who stopped taking Aubagio, the mean treatment duration was just under 2 years, and just over a third cited a lack of effectiveness as the reason for stopping. Efficacy data was available for 204 patients who had taken Aubagio for at least 2 years. Of these, more than half, 58.8%, showed no evidence of disease activity, or NEDA, over 2 years, meaning they had no relapses, no worsening disability, and no signs of new inflammatory damage on MRI scans. NEDA was also achieved by more than half of the patients, 56.8%, who remained on the treatment for 3 years. The likelihood of NEDA at 2 years was highest for those who were younger and those who had milder disability scores and fewer relapses before starting Aubagio, statistical analyses showed. Our study found that age and level of disability were confirmed as factors influencing treatment response, in line with current literature data, indicating that early is better than late treatment, but late is better than never, the researchers wrote. Analyses also show the demographics of patients starting on Aubagio changed somewhat over the 5 years of the study. Specifically, the researchers noted that the proportion of treatment-naive patients increased from about 10% in 2016 to roughly 30% in 2020. The proportion of patients who were women under age 45, so-called childbearing age, also increased from about 20% in 2016 to about 30% in 2020. Aubagio is not recommended for use in pregnancy, and it's recommended that anyone who could become pregnant use effective contraception while on the treatment. The researchers noted that 82.3% of the women under 45 in this study already had children before starting Aubagio. Aubagio use has progressively increased in clinical practice, particularly for naive patients and young women, after an adequate shared decision-making process with the treating neurologist and with adequate contraception, the researchers concluded. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on June 7, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on June 3, 2022. A road trip from Florida to Maryland with no bladder incontinence. After 2 days, 16 hours of it spent on the road, and 1,104 miles, I hadn't had a single accident. My bladder control meds must have worked. The semi-annual trip my wife and I take between Florida's southwest coast and the suburbs of Washington, D.C. is never easy, particularly because we travel with a cat and a dog. Getting in and out of hotels with two pets, pet food, and cat litter is tough for most folks. Add the fact that I usually use my scooter to get to our room. My wife has back problems, and neither of us is a spring chicken, and it makes the trip especially daunting. But the toughest part for me is playing rest stop roulette. The clean places with easy access never seem to be in the right place at the right time when I gotta go. Traveling with an unstable companion. My MS bladder can be a roller coaster ride, and I'll bet it's the same for you. Sometimes it's urgent, sometimes it's frequent, and sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's better behaved than other times. My general on-the-road pattern is to have no urges for several hours, but then when I decide I'd better stop and go, I have to go before I get to the place to go. The same is true when I'm checking in at a hotel. During this trip, however, my urgency was under control. What changed? There are several possible explanations for my success. I've cut way back on the caffeine, which is a bladder irritant. Even my morning coffee, with rare exceptions, is decaf. On the morning of a drive like this, I skip my coffee entirely, drinking only water during the day. I've changed my bladder medication from oxybutynin to mirbetrique, or mirabegron. Since doing that, I've been able to sleep through the night, getting up to 8 hours on most nights without a bathroom run. Mirbetrique is expensive, but it seems to be doing the job. It also may be the result of Lemtrada treatments. Both my bladder and bowel problems seem to have improved after being treated with Lemtrada. Also, after much searching, I've found incontinence underwear I feel confident in. The company, Live Dry, also sells insertable pads for extra protection. Usually this insert absorbs whatever accident I might have, so I'm able to remove it in the men's room, toss it in the trash, and replace it without having to take off my shoes and pants, which would be necessary if I needed to change the protective underwear itself. Sorry if I'm oversharing. There are many similar products, of course, but this works best for me. Yet on this trip, there was little or nothing to absorb. What was the key? The mind matters. I think a lot of my bladder troubles while traveling have been psychological. A 2015 study published in BMC Urology concluded that there was a positive correlation between perceived stress levels and urinary incontinence symptoms. And this sort of trip has always been stressful for me. So adding an extra layer of absorbency to my incontinence underwear gave my mind the stress relief it needed. Combining that with the results of my new bladder medication, Lemtrada, and a no-caffeine diet kept this boy dry. Oh, and there were no accidents for Freddy the cat or Toby the dog, either. I have no idea why. To read more columns by Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's Audio News. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.